It's Thursday, June 30th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. India's Supreme Court agreed to hold a hearing next month about increasing attacks on Christians. An Indian archbishop, the National Solidarity Forum, and the Evangelical Fellowship of India successfully petitioned the court for the hearing. Hindu radicals carry out 45 to 50 attacks on Christians every month in India. In May, the number of attacks increased to 57. India's Supreme Court handed down directives in 2018 to address hate crimes and mob lynchings. However, the recommendations were never enforced. Please pray for the upcoming hearing on July 11th on behalf of persecuted Christians. India is the 10th worst country in the world to be a Christian. Proverbs 21 verse 1 says, "The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. Like the rivers of water, he turns it wherever he wishes." The North Atlantic Treaty Organization formally invited Sweden and Finland to join the military alliance yesterday as the Russia-Ukraine war continues. The invitation came during a NATO summit in Madrid, Spain. NATO's 30 member states will need to ratify the decision to make it final. Meanwhile, in Madrid, over 100,000 people joined Spain's March for Life on Sunday. The killing of unborn babies is already legal up to 14 weeks of pregnancy in Spain. Now, the country's Congress is considering a bill to make abortion legal for girls as young as 16 without their parents' knowledge or consent. Pro-lifers in Spain said they were encouraged in their continued efforts by the recent overturning of Roe v. Wade in the United States. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer announced that he will step down today after the High Court releases the final opinions of its current term. Breyer had previously told President Joe Biden he intended to retire after this term. Ketanji Brown Jackson, a pro-abortion leftist, is slated to be sworn in as Breyer's replacement today as well. The Supreme Court will be releasing its final opinions for this term today on immigration and environmental regulatory limits. Pharmacy chains are beginning to limit the number of emergency contraceptive pills people can buy. The move comes in response to a spike in Plan B purchases after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade on June 24th. On Tuesday, the Biden administration announced it will do everything it can to make the pills more available to Americans. The use of chemical abortion drugs is also expected to increase in the wake of the Supreme Court ruling. In 2020, abortion drugs accounted for the majority of abortions for the first time since their FDA approval in 2000. Deuteronomy 30, verse 19 says, "I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live." A Georgia public college recently reached an $800,000 settlement with a former Christian student over religious freedom violations. The victory comes after 5 years of litigation and a Supreme Court ruling. The case began in 2016 when Georgia Gwinnett College officials stopped student Chike Uzwekabonam from sharing his faith on campus. Alliance Defending Freedom Senior Counsel Tyson Langhofer said, quote, "Hopefully, this settlement will send a signal to college and university officials nationwide that students do not lose their constitutional rights at the campus gates, and that anyone who ignores these priceless freedoms can be held to account," end quote. And finally, toward our goal of raising $76,000 by Tuesday, July 5th, to keep The Worldview on the air, 11 listeners made donations yesterday. Our thanks to Kathy in Redick, Florida, who gave $25, as well as Troy in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, Lyle in Cayuta, New York, Diana in Glendale, Arizona, Noah in Raleigh, North Carolina, and April in Tumwater, Washington, each of whom gave $100. We appreciate the generosity of LaShawn in Newport News, Virginia, who gave $150, and Samia in Lakewood, Colorado, who gave $400. And we praise God for David in Fruitport, Michigan, who gave $1,000, as well as David and Carlene in Hyattsville, Maryland, and Faustin in Raleigh, North Carolina, both of whom pledged $100 per month for 12 months for a gift of $1,200. Wow! As promised, those last three donations will be matched by Shannon in Minnesota with her own gift of $3,400. Those 11 new gifts total $7,875. Ready for our new grand total? Drumroll, please. $73,008. Toward our final $76,000 goal by Tuesday, July 5th, we still need to raise $2,992. Remember, to get us across the finish line, Shannon in Minnesota is prepared to match the pledge of one final listener who gives $100 per month for 12 months or gives a one-time gift of $1,000. However, as always, we appreciate the gift of any size,